Kevin and Michael Riedel in the morning.
Come on, wake up.
710 WOR.
Well, Representative Tom Suozzi, he's running against Kathy Hochul for the Democratic nomination for governor, and he's catching some flack from some other members of the Democratic Party. So we thought we'd have Tom on this morning. We'll pile on as well. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Michael, ready for the pile-on. Let's go.
All right, so some of your colleagues are criticizing you for tying the Buffalo, that awful shooting in Buffalo, to the bail laws and blaming Kathy Hochul. What did the bail reform laws have to do with this shooter? He wasn't arrested for anything.
They have absolutely nothing to do with the shooting in Buffalo, and I never said that. That was a complete misrepresentation, and you'll see different things in papers today. Where that's dialed back. That's just what happened was, is I did a press conference yesterday, and I said a couple things. Number one, I said, Kathy Hochul is saying that Congress should be ashamed for not taking action on background checks. And that's probably correct. But when Kathy Hochul was a member of Congress, she pledged to vote against gun safety laws. She was endorsed by the NRA. She had an A rating from the NRA. And I think the people should be talking about that kind of hypocrisy. She actually voted in Congress for the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act, which would have allowed people from other states to bring their concealed carry permits into New York. So it's just the height of hypocrisy to be saying Congress should be doing that stuff, but she was in Congress herself, and she had an A rating from the NRA. They also said that we have a great law in New York State passed 3 years ago called the Red Flag Law, which says that a teacher, a family member, a police officer, a mental health counselor, if they see somebody who's got a problem, like a mental health problem, and they own guns, we have a procedure in place that you can take the guns away from that person. Yeah. Well, we should be promoting that law. Everybody's talking about all these new things we need to do, new laws we need to pass. We need to be educating the police, educators, mental health professionals, family members. I put that in my 15-point crime plan back in January. Point 14 was about the red flag law. Because we had just seen those two police officers killed by the guy that was mentally ill, and his mother was saying, oh, he's had problems his whole life. Maybe if people knew that we had this law and we educated them that the courts have the power to prevent dangerous people from having access to firearms, we could stop a lot of these crimes from happening. So we should be promoting.
We're limited on time this morning, but I just wanted to ask you, Kathy Hochul signed a couple of executive orders talking about terrorism, talking about, you know, holding social media accountable. Are these the right things she should be doing?
You know, I think it's a lot of misdirection. I mean, I'm sure they don't hurt, they help, but the reality is that we have these laws in place. I think the most important thing we need to do related to the Buffalo shooting is to be using the existing law we have, the red flag law, and educating people that, hey, this kid said, I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to kill my classmates. He was put in a mental health facility for a day and a half. The state police were investigating it. The law was in place. We should be using that law to say, this guy shouldn't have guns. We have that law in place. We should be promoting people to use that law. That should be the main topic of the day. We're one of only, I think it's 19 states that now have red flag laws. We should be promoting the red flag law.
Hey, Tom, before you run, I see that you are now going to release your tax returns before the June primary. How come you reversed yourself on that?
You know, I did this press conference yesterday, and one of the reporters was making a big deal about it, so I figured out I got to do it. I mean, I usually do a extension for my filing of my taxes, and I was going to do that this year, and they're making a big deal out of it. I said, okay, I'll do it, and I'll release my taxes. My financial information is all out there in the financial disclosures you have to do every year for Congress. But I'm going to just, I talked to my accountant yesterday. He's still waiting for what's called a K-1, but we're going to make sure we get it done and get it done before the primary.
All right, well, we'll be checking it out. Thanks, Representative Tom.
Yeah, can't
Suozzi.
Wait, Tom.
Yes, we'll see. Yeah.
I want to read his tax returns.
Me too. I can't wait. Very exciting stuff, I'm sure. All right.
Thanks, Tom
so much.
Democratic candidate for governor running against Kathy Hochul. Hey, coming up next, Sean Spicer, the host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax, joins us. Now, I kind of blew him and his show off on Tuesday. We'll see if he blows us off.
That's true. We'll see if he shows up.
That's right. That's the big thing. Sean Spicer coming up next. But now let's get the news. It is 8 o'clock.